This is Classic 1027 with Mike Mills on the Classic Breakfast. Mike Anderson joins us again. We chatted yesterday, you'll remember. He is the founder and CEO of NSBC. Mike, good morning.
As always, Mike, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we've got to help our small businesses because they are under the cosh at the moment. Now, you just before the lockdown, you conducted a small business survey. Can you tell me what the sort of principal findings were?
Certainly, Mike. You know, importantly, we're trying to keep the conversation over the next couple of days during lockdown to be a very positive way forward to find solutions, but we need to bring out the impact, the challenges, the negativity, so we can turn this into positive solutions. So the intention was, just before lockdown, we closed off the COVID-19 National Small Business Survey, where we got thousands and thousands of respondents from all over South Africa, and it certainly reveals deep challenges amongst the SME sector. And of course, that's now going to allow us to do what we need to do, because of the valuable insights into the devastating effects as a result of COVID-19 pandemic in the sector. And we do know, Mike, it's unfortunate to say this, that these effects will certainly worsen over coming weeks, but we certainly hope that it ends in due course.
I suppose it is the situation where if you don't know the problems that you're dealing with, you can't fix them.
100%, Mike.
So the survey revealed to you a number of those problems. We'll kind of go through them over the next few days, I guess. But
yes.
What's on the top of the list? What is the number one challenge that you would say is facing most businesses? What did the survey reveal?
You know, Mike, thank you for that. And I think without doing the survey, one can almost assume what it is. And the number one challenge facing small business is insufficient cash flow due to poor flow of customers and a significant drop in sales. Of course, some sectors more than the others. For example, the retail, hospitality, tourism sector is suffering the most. But generally across the board, it's certainly obvious which it is. But you know, 90%, Mike, urgently need cash flow and funding to sustain their business, and 89%, Mike, have a drop in sales due to either no or much fewer customers.
Yeah, I can appreciate that because the world's been turned upside down. Are there solutions to this particular problem, do you think?
I think the time is now, Mike, is to innovate, to adapt, and seek out. We're going to, through the platform, the COVID-19 Small Business Relief Center, bring out the solutions to these. You know, if I've got a small retail store and I've always only relied on inflowing customers, what I can do there? You know, if I'm an optometrist, how do I get customers now? For example, we've got an issue now with a health spa just about going out of business. But what they've done is, instead of having in-spa treatments, they are selling product online. So what we're learning from here will stay for us long after the pandemic, and it's going to give us a good way of going forward.
All right.
So these are the kind of positive things that are coming out, is change the way we deliver. You know, unfortunately, we don't know how long this pandemic and lockdown is going to last. It might be extended, and it might be a lot longer than we think. And it's not too late. We need to adopt technology now to help us with this relief from getting customers, because we're on a massive encouragement drive now to tell small business, big business, not to stop doing business. Let's keep the flow of doing business with each other.
Yeah, absolutely critical. And of course, I know that government has issued a number of initiatives, which I've no doubt we'll explore in coming days. But as you say, the number one problem is cash flow. We'll take a further look at this perhaps tomorrow. Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
Mike, of course, we'll elaborate further. Thank you for that.
All right. Now, how do people get hold of the NSBC?
Mike, it's very simple. www.nsbc.africa. If they want to pop an email through to us, COVID-19 with no dash in between at nsbc.africa, and we see where we can assist.
That's Mike Anderson's founder and CEO of NSBC. We'll chat again tomorrow. Mike, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.